The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Randy Edsall. The Terrapins are 1-0 in conference and 4-1 overall, and host Ohio State on Saturday, a noon game to appear on ABC. And in conference news, linebacker Cole Ferrand was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open it up to questions from the media.
Okay. Well, we're very pleased with the result that we got last weekend out in Indiana, getting our first conference victory in our first game and on the road. Very proud of our kids for their focus and how they played, and now we got another tough game this weekend against Ohio State, our home opener in the Big Ten here at Byrd Stadium, and going to be a sold-out crowd, I'm sure, and going to be exciting, but we know we got a tremendous challenge ahead of us.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Todd Porter with the Canton Repository.
Hey, Randy, when you turn on a film of Ohio State and you're watching their defense, what stands out about Bosa, their defensive end?
Well, he's just very active. You know, he plays hard. He makes a lot of plays, and, you know, he doesn't always do things the conventional way. You know, you think he's going to rush outside, he'll beat you inside. So, you know, you have to be very good fundamentally against him because, he's very athletic. He plays with a high motor, and he has the ability to make a lot of plays. So, very impressed with him, and also their whole front four is very good.
And then, you know, they've struggled against the pass, and it would seem like you guys might have a little bit of an advantage there with Stephon matching up against some of their corners. Is that an area that you think favors your team coming into this game?
Well, again, what we try to do is we try to every week just take a look at, you know, who we're playing and then come up with the best game plan that we can come up with to score points and give our team the best opportunity to win.
Your next question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Ray, I think maybe your pass defense is the poster child for throwing out statistics with just, you know, the one game skewing those numbers. How have you evaluated the play in the secondary, and how maybe pleased are you with how they've gone through every other game aside from West Virginia?
The one thing is I think defensively we've done a really good job from the standpoint. We've created a bunch of turnovers. We got 11 so far. We've done a really good job down in the red area with not letting people score. You know, we might have given up some yards on some things, but, you know, the bottom line is keeping people out of the end zone. And we pretty much did that except for, you know, the West Virginia game. But, again, with all the adversity that we had, we've had a lot of guys who've had to step up and play due to some injuries, and you know, our kids are playing very, very hard on defense, and they're doing a good job of executing, and you know, that's what we have to keep doing. And again, I think that they understand our defense. They're communicating very well, and they're stepping up. You know, when we need to have them step up.
It seems like, you know, William Likely is the first guy who gets mentioned, but having Jeremiah back and healthy, what has that done for you guys back there?
Well, again, JJ's a fifth-year senior, and he's a very steady young man and one that is a great leader for us. And to have him, you know, back there and just the way that he handles himself and conducts himself on the field and, you know, never lets anything really bother him. And, you know, he's a calmness for all those guys back there. He's a guy who, you know, really works hard at preparing, and, you know, the kids listen to him. So, you know, when you can have the leadership that we have on defense, when you go from in the front, when you have Andre Monroe and you have Darius and you have Keith, who are all seniors, and then you have Cole Ferrand and you got L.A., and then you have J.J. back there, you know, in the secondary, you know, that's a big bonus for us and great leadership, and that's, you know, one of the reasons why we're doing some of the things that we're doing defensively.
Thanks, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Bob Baptist with the Columbus Dispatch.
Randy?
Yes.
You said in Chicago this summer that a lot of the offseason was spent familiarizing yourself with all the new teams you were going to play. And I wondered, from doing that film study and from what you've seen so far in the season, what conclusions did you come to about the league and what it takes to win, and is it any different than any other league?
You know, I think, you know, first of all, it's a league that you have tremendous coaches. You know, you have very good coaches that understand the game, know the things that you have to do. So, you know, you got to be sharp in terms of what you want to be able to do in order to win. But I still think it comes down to who you are. I mean, you got to determine who you are, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And then it comes down to, you know, getting your kids to play hard each and every week and executing to the best of your ability. And, you know, and I think that's the thing that you have to do in every league. You know, there might be some leagues where people, you know, throw the ball more, spread you out more, or whatever. But it still comes down to basic fundamentals of football. Who can execute the best in terms of, you know, blocking, tackling, running, catching, you know, those sort of things. And maybe I'm a traditionalist or whatever, but that's what I think. And that's one thing that we're trying to do, is we're trying to get better at that each and every week. And if we can do that, then we think that we're going to give ourselves an opportunity to win, because we're going to know the things that we have to do to take away the other team's strengths and what we're going to have to do to attack their weaknesses.
Also, take you back a few years. What did you think of the Under Armour uniforms when you first saw them, and what effect have you seen them have on your program in the years you've been there?
Well, Under Armour, in my first game when we had the Pride uniforms, I think that was kind of the first, you know, on Memorial Day night and all that, kind of broke into all this new things with all the uniforms. I'm just glad that we have a great partnership with them. I'm glad that Kevin is a Maryland football player and a Maryland alum, and they come up with some great designs for us that, you know, help us here in state in terms of who we are and the Maryland pride that we're all about. So again, I love the fact that we have that kind of close-knit relationship with them, and that they're a great partner of ours. It's right here in Baltimore, and like I said, Kevin is a alumnus and a former player, so it helps us. You know, the kids that we recruit and the kids that we have, they love the Under Armour gear, and they love the fact that they're going to be wearing at least one new uniform every year.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Randy. I think there were a lot of people who didn't quite know what to expect from you guys when you joined the Big Ten, but you're here at 4-1, and you've got a road win in league play. Do you feel like you guys have shown people what you're all about?
Well, I mean, this week's another week, you know, and you know, as I tell our kids, we got 12 one-game seasons, and you know, this is the sixth game. It's hard to believe that this is, you know, halfway point of the season already. But you know, again, our whole focus is just to try to go out and get better each and every day. That's all we want to do. And you know, and again, you know, how you play is what people are going to think of you. And you know, what we want to do is prepare the right way each and every day, each and every week, and go out and just play as hard as we can, execute to the best of our abilities. And we do that, then people can judge us on what we do. But like I said, my whole focus and our kids' whole focus is, let's just get better each and every day. And if we do that, then we're going to give ourselves an opportunity to be able to win.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Your next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Randy. What do you think the atmosphere will be like on Saturday for your first home game, being that the opponent is Ohio State?
Well, I mean, it'll be sold out. It'll be electric. It'll be loud. It'll be a great day. I just hope that you know, we can do the things that we need to do against an outstanding football team to be able to give ourselves an opportunity to win. But you know, we're looking forward to the day. I know our fans are, and it's you know, you only get one you know, opening game, and coming into the conference last week, we were on the road and opened it the right way, and hopefully we can prepare well enough this week to give ourselves an opportunity to go out and win the game on Saturday.
We can take one last question for Coach here.
Your final question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Coach, you expecting C.J. Brown to be able to play?
We'll find out on Saturday.
All right, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, appreciate it.